Good morning, children of Greece Episcopal Church. Blessed Epiphany to you. I am coming to you today from a different place than you're used to seeing me. Today I am coming to you from beside the French Broad River. I'm sitting here by the river and I'm thinking about our celebration today, our celebration of the baptism of Jesus. And I'm wondering if you all remember your baptism. No? I bet not. I bet that you were little. I bet you were a little baby, and you were probably baptized in a place that looked very different than this river. And I bet you were baptized inside of a church next to a baptismal font. And I bet you were surrounded by family and friends to love and support you as you entered into your life as a Christian, even as a little baby. And we all were there with you, whether you remember it or not, as were the saints that have gone before us there, saying as we took our vows of baptism, "We will with God's help." And I'm thinking about the symbolism of our baptism today on the baptism of the Lord. And I'm thinking about how different Jesus's baptism looked than perhaps ours did. Because Jesus was baptized by his good friend, John, also surrounded by people who loved and supported them. And he was baptized in a place that looked a lot more like this than our church looks. He was baptized in a river. And when John took him into the water and baptized him, the Holy Spirit spoke. God spoke through the Holy Spirit and said, "You are my beloved, and with you I am well pleased." This is what our baptism is rooted in. We are baptized into our Christian ministry, whether in a beautiful river like Jesus, or whether in a beautiful church like Grace at the baptismal font. We are baptized into our Christian life with the words, "You are my beloved, and with you I am well pleased." The reason that we hear these words and we remember these words today is because all of the work that we do in the world in Christians, as Christians, is grounded in the fact that God loves us. God loves us all the time, and our community loves us and supports us all the time. And out of that love comes our Christian ministry to seek and to serve all persons as if they were Jesus, to seek justice for all people as if they were Jesus. And we are able to do that because today we remember as a church that we too are God's beloved, and with us, God is well pleased. So I want you to hear me say to you today, children of Grace, you are God's beloved, and with you, God is well pleased. So as we go out into the world, whether by a river or downtown or in our own homes, let us share that love of God with everyone we meet as if they too are Jesus. Peace to you on this Epiphany Day. May God bless you and keep you and send you out into this world to do God's work of love.